So welcome. You've had a full day of practice, and now we're beginning another one. And before I introduce today's meditation, I wanted to just do a couple of announcements, which I'll remind you about at the end as well. One is that the practice discussions begin today, immediately after this sitting at 9:30. So if you have a 9:30 practice discussion, please be prepared for that. And the two locations for those are the Bodhi deck, which is outside the back of the dining room and under a kind of a tent over next to the fence that's next to the house over the next house. And then if your practice discussions are scheduled for the Bodhi deck, that's where they should be. And then the other option is the treehouse deck, which is the deck at the back of the house that's next door. So you go along the path towards that house, and then when you get to the garage, you turn left and go down to the end of the walkway, and that's where the meetings will be. That's where you'll be meeting with me in those meetings today. And if you arrive early, it's good to just sit in there's a chair against the wall by the treehouse, so that you don't interfere with the privacy of the person who's on the deck having a practice discussion. And the same with the Bodhi deck, you can stay about, 20, 30 feet away, so that you're not listening to what's being said. It's good to be on time for your practice discussion meetings, and even a little bit early is really great. And these are, if you haven't participated in them before, they're a time to ask questions and just let us know how things are going in your practice. We might ask you questions, and we're all very friendly people, and we just want to support you. And I'll remind you again at the end about those. And today Gil will be sitting in with Kirsten's meetings in the morning. So it's really beneficial to have Gil being watching our interactions with folks, giving us feedback. And then this afternoon, the affinity groups will begin, the first meetings. So there's a BIPOC group at 1:45 and an LGBTQIA+ group at 3:15, and those will be in the walking hall, and the room will be set up so that to accommodate people sitting either in chairs or on the floor. And if you're someone who sits in there regularly, please don't sit during those times unless you're unless you identify as one of those identities, one of those groups. And the affinity groups are not for allies. They're just for people who identify in those ways. So I'll remind you again about those at the end as well. So So here we are. Right here. That's something Gil sometimes says when he begins to speak. Here we are. And it's a really simple statement. Here we are. But I think it's quite profound. What does it really mean to be like right here? What can we directly know right here? Yesterday, Kirsten led us in a guided meditation on the breath, which is this constant companion to our lives. And typically, on our week-long retreats, we start with the breath. And there are a lot of reasons for that. And mainly, maybe the most important reason is that it's so reliably present in our in our lives as long as we're alive. And then gradually, over the days of the retreat, we expand the field of our attention in meditation so that we're eventually including everything that is arising, both physically and mentally. It's possible to become attentive to all that arises in our experience. And that is our field of study. What arises and passes moment to moment in our bodies and in our minds is what we explore and what we learn from in this practice, this insight practice. In these first couple of days on retreat, you know, the formal instructions point more to the physical aspects of our experience. Breath yesterday and today, I'm going to invite you to include other sensations of the body in addition to breath sensations. And other things will be happening for sure. You know, there will be thoughts. There will likely be emotions, maybe even strong emotions. But I'll ask you to have your attention as much as possible connected to what's going on in your bodies. And the body can be a real playground of sensations. It can be a tightness in one place and then a tingle somewhere, a warmth, the softness of something against your skin, a sweater or a shawl or a blanket, a tension in your head, the sensations of breathing, of course. There are always sensations happening in the body and developing more sensitivity to the way they come and go is really, really valuable. So many of us tend to live from the neck up, as we say, you know, only really considering what goes on between the ears as being important to life, unless there is some significant discomfort somewhere else in the body. But there's a whole vital world of sensations that are coming and going all the time. So as we meditate, you know, if there are bodily sensations that draw your attention, I'll be inviting you to let your attention connect with them. If there's an itch or a pain somewhere that you notice, let the sensations be known. Let them be known clearly. Be curious about them. And when they subside, you can return your attention to the breath. Let it be central, an anchor for your attention. But first, although you all look quite settled, take a little bit of time to connect with your posture. So here we are, and we're in a body. The body has weight. The body has solidity. So I just invite you to connect with the sense of the whole body sitting or lying down if there are some people in the Zoom room who are lying down. And also in the body, there is vitality. There's energy. There's the energy of life. Just let that be felt, the vitality in the body. Let me let that vitality support lengthening a little bit from the base of your spine upward. Your head resting gently. Not held rigidly, but upright. Alive. Let the crown of the head be lifted a bit. The chin be slightly tucked so the back of the neck can be long. Just feel the vitality of the body as you inhale. And just allow a little softening as you exhale. So we have that balance of alertness and ease, being awake, but not straining. Having as much ease as possible in the body. If there's tension, if there's tightness anywhere in the body or the mind, see if that can just calm, soften a little bit. Maybe your forehead, cheeks, throat. Let the belly be soft. Let the chest be open. Let the arms be just hanging loosely at your sides. So again, here we are. And something that is always here is our breathing. The sensations of breathing. So I invite you to tune into the sensations of breathing. You might take a few deep breaths just to settle more if that's needed. Just breathing in long and exhaling fully. If you haven't practiced very much with sensations in the body, I want to invite you right now to tune into the feeling in your seat, in your bottom, where it touches the cushion, or the chair you're sitting on, wherever you're resting. Just feel into those areas in the body and let them make themselves known to you. You could maybe sense where there's more pressure, where there's not as much. Perhaps there's numbness. Maybe sensations move a little bit from place to place, or your awareness of them moves. You feel them in different places. And then move your attention from your seat to your arms. You might feel warmth or coolness inside the arms, or on the surface, where there's air touching, or where there's fabric touching. As you inhale, can you feel the sensations of your ribs expanding to the sides and the front and maybe the back? There might be pleasant sensations in some area, some tingling, some pulsing, something subtle. There's always some sensation happening in the body, as long as we're conscious. It's not necessary to find a word to define each one. You can just know their quality as they come and go. Right now, it's like this. Often, especially if you're new to retreat, or even if you're not new to retreat, pain in the body can be pretty compelling. But this word pain is just a concept that we apply to a whole range of unpleasant sensations. If there arises something that you think of as pain in the body, try to get specific. What does this particular sensation feel like? An itch, what's that feel like? Is there pulling, burning, stabbing, kinds of different specific sensations around pain? Notice how it might get stronger or weaker, move around, disappear completely. It's not necessary to define it in concepts, just to know it. So as the meditation goes on, if any sensation, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant in the body, becomes noticeable, stronger than the sensations of breathing, I invite you to let your attention be there with the sensations. And then when they don't call your attention any longer, when the sensation has kind of subsided, then let's return to the sensations of breathing. It's always fine to return to your anchor, the breath. If there's a sensation that persists for some time, that's difficult to be with mindfully. It's fine to move, but if you do feel a need to move, do it consciously. Do it mindfully. Make a conscious decision and intention. I'm going to move now. And then maybe pause for a moment and then do it slowly so that you can stay aware of the sensations. You can know exactly what it feels like to move. And if there are strong sensations that are really difficult to stay with, that you can't stay present with balance and kindness, turn your attention to your breathing or to some other area of your body that feels neutral or pleasant. Give yourself some respite. What are you experiencing right now? Is there some sensation that your attention's been drawn to? If there is, know it. Know it directly. Whatever is happening in your body, let your mindful attention connect with it. Be familiar with it. Get to know its nuances, its flavors. in the last few minutes of the sitting, I really invite you to stay very, very close to your physical experience, whether it's the sensations of breathing or other sensations in the body. Really be close to them, intimate with them. Know them directly. See how they change, how they arise and pass, how they persist for a while. What their flavors are, what their qualities are. So the guidance, the general guidance for today is to stay with the sensations of breathing or other anchor, unless there's something compelling that takes you away from it. And the breath can continue to be our anchor in practice for all our lives if we like, but we know that it doesn't work for everyone, so... You know, if that's the case for you, let one of us know in your practice discussions and we can suggest other ways of staying connected as a base, kind of. For most people, the breath works really well. And if there's something else that arises, we turn toward it and give it our attention, get to know it, and then when it's not so compelling, then we can just let go of it. And let the breath come back into the center of our awareness. And it's likely there were, you know, thoughts and emotions arising in your meditation, and we'll talk about those in the days to come. But it's always helpful just to keep it simple, to keep it simple. That can be really useful if things start to get complicated in your meditation. A friend of mine used to say, "Keep it simple, sweetheart." That can be a note that you use for yourself. Keep it simple, sweetheart. So I'll just repeat